Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are working on the final technical details for Israel's long-delayed troop withdrawal from the West Bank city of Hebron. As soon as they do, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to sign an agreement setting the pullout in motion. Hebron is a holy city for both Muslims and Jews, and both its Palestinian residents and Jewish settlers are concerned about what happens after most of the Israeli troops leave. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Students at Hebron's Islamic University are back in class for the first time in 10 months. Israel had ordered the school closed earlier this year on suspicion the campus was a stronghold for the radical Islamic group Hamas. So it's not surprising that the students here are as eager as anyone to see Israel finally withdraw most of its soldiers from this city. For them, it means an end to checkpoints, midnight searches, humiliation. But few students think the agreement will bring a lasting peace to this West Bank city, not as long as 400 Jewish settlers continue to live in the heart of Hebron. Afaf Aberkoff is a student here.
I don't think peace will be good here in Hebron, especially if there is settlers and Palestinians.
What's the solution?
And the solution is the settlers must leave Hebron because it is ours. Even the streets, the stones said it is an Arabic city, not for the Jewish.
But for at least 400 Israelis, Hebron is a Jewish city, a sacred place they have vowed to never leave. Israeli soldiers stand guard at the entrance to Hebron's Jewish quarter. Some patrol the streets, guns at the ready. Others sit behind encampments, fortified with sandbags. In the past few weeks, hardly a day has gone by without these soldiers having to respond to one incident or another. One day, they round up Palestinians suspected of throwing a Molotov cocktail at the Jewish enclave. The next day, they evict a group of Jewish settlers who had briefly taken over two Palestinian buildings. These soldiers will stay here even after most Israeli troops leave Hebron. They will split control of the city with uniformed and armed Palestinian police. But dividing up Hebron won't be easy. As journalist Nasser Shayuki explains, there is no clear line where the Palestinian neighborhoods end and the Jewish enclave begins.
The Palestinian arts and the Israelis are so closed. If you want to do anything, you can do it. I mean, from this house, you can fire, to the soldiers here, so close, or to anywhere.
That close proximity is exactly what worries both Israeli and Palestinian residents of Hebron. Each side is worried the other will attack. The few hundred Jewish settlers feel especially vulnerable. Standing in a courtyard in the middle of the Jewish enclave, settler spokesman David Wilder describes the hill overlooking the Jewish homes, a hill that will soon be controlled by Palestinian police.
This overlooks the Jewish settlement. It overlooks the entrance to the Tomb of the Patriarchs. It overlooks the road going from Hebron to Kiryat Arba in Jerusalem. It overlooks our neighborhoods here. Basically, we're in a position where we're going to be surrounded.
The Hebron settlers have lobbied hard against the removal of even one Israeli soldier. Some now worry the settlers will try to disrupt the expected Israeli troop withdrawal or perhaps even confront the Palestinian police. But settler spokesman David Wilder insists they will only use peaceful, legal means of protest.
The truth is that there isn't a whole lot that we can do to prevent it. If the Israeli army doesn't want to patrol, we can't force them to patrol. We're not planning on going to war with the Palestinian Authority. Even if we wanted to, we don't have the capability of doing it, and we don't want to.
The sounds of construction, Palestinian workers renovating deserted buildings only a few feet from Jewish homes. For the Palestinians, it's a symbol of their reclamation of Hebron. For the Jewish settlers here, it's a threat to their very existence. This is Eric Weiner reporting.